Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It wasn't a matter of when. It was a matter of who and exactly when. And if you had Cleveland in your pool, I guess we should have known.
Well, I think there were probably three options for Kareem Hunt that were pretty good ones. Just
Chicago,
by
Chicago, Cleveland,
Philadelphia.
Yeah, right?
just by connecting dots, you know, like we always like to do in sports. Well, so and so's got a friend who coaches at Baylor, so look for him to go to Baylor potentially to be the, you know, whatever down there.
It's been a while since I did a good connect the dots.
Yeah, but this was a good one, right? Did you really need to think that far out of the box? Like, you knew Kareem Hunt was going to sign somewhere. Very good football player, right? Very good football player. Terrible human being, but very good football player.
Rarely coincide.
That is true. They knew he was going to sign somewhere. You knew he was going to go and play. You know, he's 23 years old, got a lot of football left in him. You know, get through this negative part of his life, and he'll go on and be a very nice football player and a fine citizen for the great state of Ohio. But Kareem Hunt, you knew he was going to go to probably one of three places. We heard a lot of Chicago scuttlebutt coming out, and you know, I was kind of perplexed, to be honest with you, Josh, that this was the first big move of the NFL offseason. I mean, the Super Bowl, what, 9 days ago now as we sit here, right? 9 days ago we had the Super Bowl, and the first big move of the NFL offseason is Kareem Hunt, and it goes to show you that the Cleveland Browns were not the only team that were bidding for his services, and they swooped in and they got the deal done before anybody else could, you know, make a move and sign Kareem Hunt. So they got kind of ahead of this whole thing. And I don't think they signed Kareem Hunt necessarily for this year because he's looking at, we're hearing, what, 10 to 12 game suspension potentially for this guy. But more importantly, for the future, he's a restricted free agent after this year. And that means the Cleveland Browns have the first right of refusal on any contract that he gets offered. And so this was more of a futuristic 2020 type of signing, I think, anyway, more so than a 2019 signing for the Cleveland Browns, because he has more of an opportunity to help them in the future than he does right now here in the present, because we're still looking at a suspension. But it just goes to show
you. But if you're going
from
that standpoint, you lock up his rights, you see if he does everything he needs to do to get himself back in a position to be reinstated by the league and all those things. And if not, you cut.
You cut bait. Yeah, you're in $1 million. There's not a whole lot here to lose.
There's not a lot of hurt.
Except, you know, your face for a while. But
yeah,
whatever.
Nobody cares. We put up a poll. 70% of you wanted him back as a Chief. I mean, nobody cares about it. I'd love to just pound my fist and say, don't you care about domestic violence? You don't.
You don't. Fans don't care.
Until fans do, it doesn't matter. Fans cared about kneeling, so the NFL cared.
Right.
Fans don't care about domestic violence, so the NFL doesn't care about domestic violence. So I knew he was going to play again.
Sure.
Just a matter of where. And, you know, I don't know if staying in Cleveland's the best situation for him.
I mean, his father was only arrested some 35 times, Josh.
Just go ahead and Google Kareem Hunt's dad.
Yeah.
And there's a story. The first story that pops up is one about his entire family.
Right.
And his entire family has a litany of stuff that have been criminally happening around the Cleveland area.
I mean, that family is a menace to Northeast Ohio.
Father, like, uncle, mother.
All of them.
The whole group.
Yep.
They've interviewed a whole bunch of them, too, that had been incarcerated.
All jail.
I mean, it sounds like that, you know, hey, keep him in that environment. Sounds kind of smart. So, of all places, he's going to be Cleveland. And the major incident that precipitated everything happened at a Cleveland hotel.
Well, oh, yes. Two of the three incidents that he's been, you know, kind of, I don't want to use the term charged with, but two of the three incidents that we know about with Kareem Hunt happened in the Cleveland area. One happened in a you know, kind of a Lake of the Ozarks type resort in Cleveland, Ohio, just outside of Cleveland. The other one happened, obviously, in that hotel in Cleveland, Ohio. The other one happened, obviously, here in Kansas City after the game last year against the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, bringing him back home, I think, is not a good move for Kareem Hunt, the person. Let's think about Kareem Hunt, the person, here for a second before we think about John Dorsey, the general manager who will take a chance on anybody and bring them into the National Football League and bring him on his team. But let's talk about Kareem Hunt, the person. The best thing for Kareem Hunt, the person, was getting the hell out of Cleveland and getting the hell out of the Toledo area and going somewhere like Kansas City where he didn't have to be infected by his father and his uncle and his mother and his cousins and his aunts and anybody that is related to him, because they've all been in jail. He has not had solid role models to grow up around. He was growing up around criminals and horrible, horrible people. And that was what he looked at. That's what he was raised with. His dad was in jail, I'm not kidding you, 35 times, and multiple domestic violence charges against the father. And so putting him back in a situation like that, where, you know, you're bringing him back to where the problem manifested and started, because that's how he grew up, seeing all of this, thinking that was the way you did things, and now putting him back into that environment, I think it's a very bad move by the Cleveland Browns. If I was the Cleveland Browns, I would have looked at it and said, oh boy, I'd like to have him as a football player, but if we bring him back here, how's he going to stay clean? Because we know what happens. Guys go back to their families all the time. They revert back to the way they used to be when they get back into these situations, and Kareem Hunt is being put back into a situation that wasn't good. I think the quote was a miracle, his aunt said, or something like that he was able to get out and not get into trouble when he was growing up because of everything that he was, you know.
Other relatives that had been in trouble said the same thing.
Yeah.
He was our success story. He got out, man.
He got out. And well, now.
No, he's not.
The Cleveland Browns are bringing him back into that situation, and that's just a bad move. Kareem Hunt, I believe, in my opinion, will probably have another incident. He will probably end up doing something he regrets, and he probably won't be a great player in the NFL anytime soon. And I will blame the Cleveland Browns for that, because a lot of that is circumstance. And the Cleveland Browns should have backed away from signing Kareem Hunt, because you don't want to put a guy who escaped trouble and got out of the trouble situations back into those troubled situations. Because when Kareem Hunt came home and had downtime and he came back to Cleveland, what happened? He got into trouble, and he comes from a family of trouble, and the Browns as an organization are putting him back closer to that family, to those family members that caused all that trouble, and it's going to be tough. How do you tell your mom no? How do you tell your dad no? How do you tell your cousins no? How do you tell your aunts and uncles no? How do you tell your brothers and sisters no? He's going to be surrounded by just negative, bad people by being back in Cleveland, and I don't believe the situation lends itself to Kareem Hunt being a successful player in the NFL. His best bet was to go to Seattle or to Minnesota or to Jacksonville or to somewhere where the folks that infested him as he was growing up are nowhere to be found, and they put him back in a situation that couldn't have been worse for Kareem Hunt than bringing him back to Cleveland. I just don't think the Browns are giving him an opportunity to really shed this and achieve success. Not that I'm rooting for Kareem Hunt, because I'm not. I'm not a fan of people who commit domestic violence, and we saw it live on TV or on videotape of him kicking a girl.
Or if you don't want to say domestic violence, head, kicking a woman.
Kicking a woman.
I know this way, so it's not domestic violence, guys. Okay, whatever. You don't care about guys that
let's not split hairs here.
I know. You don't care about... The NFL fan does not care about guys that hit women. Mm-mm. They don't care.
They don't
care
at all.
You don't care. You want them back.
Right.
Okay. So the NFL is there with open arms to bring them back.
It's fine.
So
give a guy a second chance. Right.
So
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except if you kneel and support your constitutional rights,
absolutely,
then you don't get a second
chance. And then the whole. John Dorsey. I mean, we're just trying to create better people. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're picking up a
John
guy.
John Dorsey has the morals of an alley cat.
They all do. I'm saying you're picking up a guy because he's a really good football player. You could help mentor somebody without bringing them back to the NFL.
Yeah.
If you really, really, really cared about Kareem Hunt, if you're John Dorsey.
Uh-huh.
Or anybody. You could help him.
Sure.
You can help him all you want.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with football.
No.
If you truly care about the person and making a better man, you could do it without re-signing him to your team.
We just heard from Brett Veach last week how they've been in contact with Kareem Hunt, asking him how the processes are going, asking him what he's doing.
He's not with the team. It seems like they've done the right.
They've done a really nice thing.
We're trying to be helpful. We're trying to reach out. We're trying to do these things. You're not part of our team anymore, but we're going to try to do that. That's that's how you can help somebody.
I would hope that would stop now that he's a member of the Cleveland Browns.
And you could do that, but you know, John Dorsey's just going to help people.
In any situation like this, what you attempt to do is get your facts, understand the situations involved, understand who the person who drives that person. Again, I keep coming back to this. There are no guarantees. You are going to have to earn the trust in this situation. And I truly believe that he will be a better man moving forward than he was in the past.
I hope that's the case.
But what gives you that belief? Why do you believe that he's going to be a better man moving forward than he was in the past. In the past, he was a very violent human being off the field that comes from a family of very violent human beings that have been incarcerated, you know, 35 times, just his dad alone. So what gives you the ability to sit there and say you feel he's going to be a better person moving forward? Because he sat there and told you that so he could get a job back in the National Football League? It's just not something I'm buying right now. I don't buy much of what John Dorsey sells. I mean, that guy is a snake oil salesman. I mean, you listen to what the stuff that he said yesterday, that he took full responsibility for this. No, he didn't. He didn't take full responsibility for it until almost a year later when the tapes surfaced, and then he had to come clean after lying to his employer about what went on.
And he's had a couple months to get rehab. I'm sure he's better now.
Every time you go through these very difficult situations and these types of actions, you have to study everything from the person, for sure the person, and then find out, are they willing to be better people moving forward? And again, this happens to be one of those situations where at the end of the day, the organization was comfortable moving forward with signing this player.
Why?
60,000 hours.
Yeah. Do you believe anything that John Dorsey says?
I don't believe much that most
GMs say.
No,
yeah. I mean, I know.
It's business.
But him in particular,
it's business. Can we weather the storm of the controversy long enough to get the good football player? That's all he really cares.
That's all he cares about. But you know what, Josh?
And they believe they can. So that's why he signed. You sign a Kareem Hunt because you believe you can get through all the other stuff, mm-hmm. all the other noise, and at the end of it, get a football player that's really good.
Yeah, you hope 24 hours it comes and goes and moves on. And
I'd rather just say that.
Yeah,
just say that out loud.
We know this is a bad dude, but quite honestly, you guys as fans don't care. We've seen the polls. We've seen the results.
We'll get it through the legal process we need to. We'll get it through the commissioner's office. We'll weather the suspension. At the end of it, we think we're going to have a really good football player. That's why we signed him today.
Yeah, we think he can help us win games. Just be honest with it. I mean, the stuff that he says is he sits there and he goes, you know, he's going to be a better person. What would you do? Ask him, Kareem, you going to be a better person? Yes, sir. Okay, great. We feel comfortable. We'll get this contract signed and we'll bring you in. But the NFL owners, the NFL general managers, the NFL head coaches, quite honestly, guys, and bear with me on this analogy for a minute here, they're very much like politicians that are following their constituents. And if all the constituents out there are saying, we don't care if guys hit women, we just want to win football games, then that's what these guys are going to do. I ran into a gentleman yesterday, and for a half hour, he talked to me about this situation with Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill and how he does not care. He just wants to win. And boy, those are good football players that give us the benefit to win games. Yep. And so he's not the only one that's telling me these things, Josh. And he goes, you know, I got a 14-year-old daughter and whatnot, but boy, these guys are such great football players, and we can win games if we have guys like this on our team. That's what football fans care about. They care about winning football games and not kneeling during the national anthem. And other than that, they don't care. It has been shown over years that football fans, to the majority, that speak their minds and vote with their pocketbooks and vote with their eyeballs and whatnot, they don't care what guys do off the field. They don't care if guys are bad dudes off the field. They just want to go out there and win football games. They just want to go out there and win championships. And for my money, you know what? At the end of the day, it is about winning. But at the end of the day, you can win with good people. Look at the Kansas City Royals. Look at Sporting Kansas City. Both teams have won championships. The Chiefs have not won a championship. Both Sporting Kansas City and the Royals have won championships, and they did it with good people. They did it with good human beings. They did it with good citizens. You can win with good people. You don't have to go out and sign guys that are bad human beings like Kareem Hunt was for kicking that girl in the head. You can find another running back out there that can go out there and perform the duties that you need him to perform in order to go out and win games and to win championships. You don't have to have bad people on your team. And I appreciate the Detroit Lions general manager saying that. We considered Kareem Hunt, but at the end of the day, we want good people in our organization, because you can win with good people in your organization.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.